Good morning, everyone. I hope that all of you have had a good weekend, a fruitful weekend. My lesson that I prepared this morning, I hope that each of you will enjoy, get something out of it, and hopefully help you become better stewards for God. I got my idea from an unusual source. I chose one of the classic fairy tales that all of you are familiar with, The Three Little Pigs. And I did some modifications and to make the story pertinent to the lessons that I'd like to share this morning. Having said that, I hope that you enjoy it and hopefully will learn a lot from it. Like in all good stories, we start off with Once Upon a Time. Well, once upon a time, there were three little pigs, and each of the little pigs had experienced difficult times in their life. They had come from broken homes, dysfunctional families, had been dealt with abuse, everything you can imagine, and each sought to be healed in different ways. Now, the first little pig felt the road to being healed was to pursue the ways of the world. He obtained a great education from an Ivy League school. He found a great paying job. He was even fortunate to marry a beautiful trophy wife and had a handsome family. On the surface, he had everything. Through the years, he became so successful in his life that he could have anything he wanted. And occasionally he would work with colleagues who would share their faith in God with him and how God had helped him overcome their difficult times. But this little pig always felt that was nice for someone to believe in God. But for him, he had long developed the belief that a belief in God is good for someone who needs help, but not for him. No, sir, this little pig believed that a pig is not a pig unless he could pull himself up by his own bootstraps. For deep in his thoughts, he believing in God was for the weak-minded, the losers in life. And one day, the economy went bad. His company was forced to downsize. He lost his great-paying job. His beautiful wife, who also thought like her husband, was so upset that he had lost his job, had lost his position of power and community influence and prestige that she decided to leave him for someone else, to someone who could, since she had been so accustomed to living a certain lifestyle, someone who could take care of her needs. So she left him and met with someone to help her maintain the lifestyle she was accustomed to have. His children, after learning that their father had lost everything and he was left penniless, were also upset that they could not continue pursuing the lifestyle that they've been so accustomed to in living. So they decided to pursue their own paths towards worldly success. Each one became successful in their own right. As well. One became a successful drug dealer selling drugs to high school students and young adults. Another became a successful sex trafficker selling the services of young girls to the highest bidders. One became an alleged arms dealer supporting a radical terrorist organization that acquired military-grade weapons to use against the U.S. military. And finally, the youngest also was a successful con artist who had entered into the realm of politics and successfully rose to a level of national importance. One day, after doing all that he could and trying to rely on his own abilities and pull himself up by his proverbial bootstraps, had no one to turn to and broke down and cried. This little pig even had thoughts of suicide. But deep down inside, he was too afraid to follow through with that act. This little pig never regained his wealth or prestige. This little pig remained penniless the rest of his life. Eventually, he became old and was on his deathbed and felt very much alone. For it had been years prior to that, he had last seen or heard from his ex-wife or children. In his old age, this little pig had become bitter, cynical, and very disillusioned with his life. His last few moments on earth, the nurses around him could hear him say to himself, "If only I had listened when I had the chance. If only I had listened." Just before his death, this little pig was overcome with a feeling of hopelessness and great fear as he tried to fight death. During his final moments, the nurses could see how this little pig appeared to be wrestling with someone that wasn't there. In fact, it almost appeared like a large hand was grabbing his body and pulling him up as he forcefully tried to resist this. When the little pig feverishly tried to resist with all his strength, when he died, he let out a short gasp and had a look of terror across his face. His body was left twisted in various positions, and his mouth was left open, and his eyes looked like they were ready to pop out of their sockets. It wasn't until several minutes later that his body finally relaxed, and he became like a wet rag. The more experienced nurses were very quiet and did not say a word. A young nurse quietly commented, "I've never seen a pig die like that before." Now, the second little pig also thought he had the answer to being healed of his past hurts. He too sought fortune in life. And this pig believed in God and attended church every Sunday. He too graduated from a good university, obtained a good job, had a nice wife, and raised three good children. By appearance, the second pig was considered a moral pillar, an ideal role model within the church and within his community. Though he's regarded by most to be a good man, he still entertained beliefs that it was good for men to believe in a God, but it was equally important to live a good moral life and be remembered for your accomplishments as well. However, he would seek to do only at times what was absolutely required to fulfill his obligations to his family, his church, and community. On appearance, no one could argue his motives or intentions. However, when he had to make an internal decision whether to serve his needs or serve God's, at times he could justify in his own mind, "Well, my needs are important, and God would understand. After all, it's a long time before he would be dying, so I can change it at any other time." Whenever a potential situation arose in his life where he had to take a stand in doing what was right and pleasing to God, sometimes he would straddle the fence in order not to offend his family, friends, or community. For this little pig, it was more important for him to leave a legacy for himself so that others would remember him and that he could feel that his life was not in vain. Eventually, this little pig became very old. And finally, on his deathbed, as he was dying, his family was around him. His wife, though she still loved him, had long become indifferent to him for not having been a strong leader for her or the family throughout their married life. Sure, the members of his church, his neighbors, his community, thought this man was a great man. He accomplished so many things within the neighborhood and the community. They thought that this man will long be remembered as time goes by. In fact, the townspeople were even thinking about building a memorial in his honor. Yet, his children, who had been brought up in the church when they were young, no longer attended church, except on the special occasions like Easter or Christmas, and felt it was a good thing to have a belief in God, but it wasn't really essential to everyday living. Their philosophy over the years had developed into, it's good to go to church as long as it does not conflict or interfere with family vacations, outings, or anything else that jeopardized doing things with the family. When the second little pig took his last breath, he realized his legalized, lukewarm attitude he had toward God all his life had not properly prepared him or his family to meet with God face to face. And a sensation of deep sorrow, regret, and remorse, and fear fell upon him moments before he died. Of course, his family was sad that he had died, but could not understand why, being so successful in life and how he had accomplished so many great things and was considered by many to be such a good, moral, godly man, how during his final moments before his death, He sadly looked at his wife and children, and just before taking his last breath, they heard him say, "If only I truly practice what I knew at that moment he died." His family and friends could not understand why a man who had achieved great things in life said what he had said, and why he had died with a look of great sorrow over his face. The second little pig died with the sorrowful realization that he had jeopardized his salvation and the salvation of his family for the pretense of fame and glory. Now the third pig also had come up, as I mentioned earlier, had also come through a difficult path, had learned when he was young about the ways of God, and was a wise little pig and well-educated, and also had a nice family. However, this little pig, unlike the other two, had long learned God's true greatness and daily sought to have a deep and personal relationship with his Maker. Daily, he would talk to God regarding all his triumphs and tragedies. Daily, he would study God's word regularly and strove to live like his son Jesus in all that he did. Daily, he always sought the opportunity of trying to teach his family and friends on the importance of being right with God. Every opportunity he had, he would try to teach others, encourage, inspire others, how they too could also have a deep relationship with God. His family looked up to him and his community respected him, though many thought he was strange and felt uncomfortable around him at times, not because he was considered obnoxious or rude, but because his words, his actions, his way of life had subconsciously challenged him and his colleagues and neighbors to deal with the sins within their own lives. Whenever this little pig encountered difficult times in his life, he would always seek God's word for advice to direct him to do the right thing and would thank God for whatever the outcome was. Even though bad things had happened to him, those outside his family could not understand why he did not become bitter, cynical, or resentful with his life. Many could see he had a sense of peace about him, regardless of the situation. Years later, when he became very old, and upon his deathbed, his family and friends were around him, obviously sad to see he was dying, but at the same time, happy to have had him as part of their lives. For this little pig, instead of being frightened or sad about death, was actually happy. In fact, moments before his death, streams of tears started running down his face, not from fear or remorse, but were tears of joy, for he knew he was finally going to see his Maker face to face. When he died with a smile on his face, and his friends and family knew he was finally going to his true home. In fact, seconds before he died, like a child being offered a special treat, the little pig quietly kept saying to himself, "I'm going home. I'm going home." That moment, just before he died, a tear ran down his right cheek. There was a small pause, and the little pig said, "Thank you," and died. When this little pig died, his family felt a great sense of peace throughout the entire room. And on the face of this little pig, they could not help but notice the great big smile he had on his face. After the third little pig died, all the family members had noticed how there had been one single tear that ran down the little pig's left cheek. And how there was a pause, and how their father then said, "Thank you." One of the children exclaimed to the others, "Do you think God had told our dad, 'Well done, my faithful servant, well done,' just before he said thank you?" Another child said, "The way Dad lived his life, I wouldn't doubt it at all. The third little pig died with the hope, knowledge, and assurance that he had done all that he could to be a faithful steward and to be seeking to be pleasing to God, not out of obligation, but out of a true spirit of love. And like the little child, sought his father with open arms. I share these three stories. Because to make the point that we don't know when our time's going to be, that we're going to see our Maker face to face. But we need to do all that we can on our part so that we strive to become those servants that God asks us to become, to be pleasing to Him and to be a service to those around us. So the lesson we can learn from the first little pig, if we turn to Matthew 6, 19 through 21, it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal, for what your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The first little pig thought only about himself, no one else. And as a result, he suffered. He received his reward later on in life. The second little pig, if we turn to 1 John 2:15-17, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." The second little pig sought fame for himself as a way of overcoming his hurts and a way of being remembered. And he found, sadly, at the very end, that wasn't the course of action to pursue, to have true healing and peace of mind. And with the third little pig, if we move to Matthew 16, 24 through 27, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he will reward each according to his works." The third little pig had learned a long time before, prior, that the only true happiness in life, and the only way a pig becomes healed, is by being pleasing to God in all that they say or do. And as a result, on his death, found peace and joy. This is my little lesson. I hope that each of you enjoyed and got something out of it. If anyone feels that there's a need, to come forward for the members of the church to pray for you. Or if there's someone who's thinking about becoming baptized and wants to learn more or has determined to do so, please do so as we sing this song.